It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
First and foremost, though, we return to a story that we talked about yesterday, the decision by AIB to make almost 70 of its 170 branches cashless. An effective closure is how some people were describing it. AIB very keen to stress they're not closing the branches. But what people are saying and what people said on this show yesterday is that if you deal in cash, the branch may as well be closed. Anne-Marie Cronin is one of those people who spoke to us on the show yesterday. She runs a gallery in Castletown, Bexar, County Cork, and she described to us the extra time it will take with the planned changes in her local branch. Take a listen.
Our nearest bank from October is going to be a 3-hour return journey. Round journey, an hour and a half. If you live in the beautiful town of Alahees, village of Alahees, or if you're living out in Jersey, it's a 3-hour round trip to get cash.
Where are you going to have to go?
Bantry. Bantry will be our nearest bank that will be providing cash. In the peninsula, what it will mean is they're taking away our ability to use cash. It's still legal tender. But if you can't get at it, well, then it's going to cease to exist. But this is what the banks are looking for, in my estimation. They don't want cash anymore.
That was Anne-Marie Cronin speaking to us yesterday. Speaking in Singapore today, the Taoiseach has said AIB should reconsider the decision.
I think AIB should reflect on this. I think the banks are part of society. They've got obligations as well in terms of the social contract. And I understand the changing patterns in banking and different generations approaching banking in different ways. We are moving towards a more cashless society, but that said, there are significant cohorts of people, businesses and towns across Ireland who need this facility. I mean, I would say they should reconsider, they should reflect on it, and I think they need to consider the people who have been loyal and strong customers of the banks down through the years, particularly more senior generations, and I think the economics for many towns is a factor as well, and I do believe they should reflect and reconsider the scale of what they're doing.
Yeah, that was the Taoiseach speaking in Singapore a little bit earlier today. Seamus Boland is with me now. Seamus is the CEO of Irish Rural Link. Seamus, do you welcome the Taoiseach's intervention?
Yes, it's nice intervention because the Taoiseach, not alone the Taoiseach of the country, is also the main shareholder or heads of the government who are the main shareholder in the bank. And if the bank is clearly not listening to ordinary people, it might be no harm if it would listen to its main shareholder. Of course, we welcome them, and we would seriously ask the bank to consider this decision. It's too soon, it's not prepared, and it's simply not going to work.
How concerned are some of your members and some of the people you've been speaking with over the last 24, 48 hours about this decision?
They're really concerned and they're really annoyed and they're angry because, again, most rural businesses are small. They're depending on cash a lot of the time. And indeed, people living out in the rural areas, the older people who have still not come to grips with the whole digital world of cash and banking, very angry because the way they see it, this is 70 closures, and that's another blow to a rural area. But it's just, the meaning and the way it happened, I suppose, Kieran, is really so annoying. Here's a bank that was bailed out by the taxpayer, which the Taoiseach is speaking for, and they really don't show any care at all.
Yeah, I mean, as well, it's kind of remarkable. It comes in the same week that some in government, not all, it has to be said, but some in government have suggested that people would have to give up owning a second car in the future because of the climate emergency. In the very same week, we're being advised, don't worry about it. There's going to be an AIB branch about a 100-kilometre round trip away that you can use an ATM at.
Yeah, honestly, Bjorn, one of the things you learn about the beginning of the silly season is the number of kites that get flown all of the time. And the car one is certainly a kite, which I hope falls flat very soon. Again, too soon, and people are not ready for it. These are all laudable places to be, a digital cashless society and less emissions. That's what we all think is probably the future, but it's not. We're not in the future yet. And the reality is that services in rural areas are simply closing all of the time without the alternative replacement, and that's what's galling and that's what's annoying about this decision. No consultation at all, no concern at all for people who haven't come to the future, as in digitalisation, and businesses who would have to radically change their systems in businesses that have margins of maybe 3 to 4% at best.
Yeah, well, you touched on it there. I mean, not just business, but people as well who haven't made that switch. And the idea that everybody over 65 is incapable of doing their banking digitally is, of course, offensive to large swathes of that population. But at the same time, it's naive to think that everybody can simply just download an app and do it.
Yeah, we run a program where we train people. And in fact, you know, there's great stories. We have people who are over 80, over 85, managing it and doing quite well. But remember, a number of things are against people. First of all, you do need broadband. You need strong broadband. Yes, we know it's coming, and we believe it. But you still need it. And you do need to upgrade the skills. Because, look, Kieran, you don't have to be old, and I'm in that, almost in that bracket as well, to know that you have to be aware if you're doing your banking, emails come in with a banking source and you need to know the difference in terms of security, etc. Older people are afraid of that, particularly those who don't use the internet or the email or the banking system every day. So it's not just a simple matter of switching to banking and thinking everything will be fine. It isn't fine because it's security. There's a whole range of training that has to be done and there has to be a reliable internet service as well. And the banks have not invested one penny in training or in helping people. They're closing the branches, but they're not even bothering to invest in the training and upgrading of people's skills in this area.
Well, Michael Ring is with us as well, the Fine Gael TD for Mayo. Michael, the Taoiseach he's intervened to a degree. He's called for AIB to revisit or at least reconsider the decision, not necessarily to fully reverse it. He's pulled up short of that. Do you think they should reverse it?
100%. I think it was a disgraceful decision taken now this week when the Dáil is not sitting. And that's why I have called on that we bring them in before the Finance Committee next week. AIB, the Minister for Finance, and also it's time that, you know, that the Central Bank had a part to play in this. They're the people that license the banks. And if the banks are getting licensed, they must be getting a license under certain conditions. And one of the conditions is that they must serve the customers and the people that are their customers. The last number of years, you know, people have been complaining to me, and I listened to Seamus Boland, who I worked with for many, many years, and he and I try to improve services in rural Ireland, try to help people to get services into rural Ireland. We brought in a number of schemes to help people to live and work in rural Ireland, and that's why broadband, when I was in the Cabinet, I pushed so hard to get every part of the country in to broadband because people needed it. But this decision taken by the bank is galling. It's a decision at the wrong time, and here's the banks that we spent $42 billion, the taxpayer of this country, the customers of the banks, the people that pay their taxes in this country, and this is what the banks do to them. They try and take away the services. There's many people that want the ATM machine. There's many people that still use cheques, and there's small businesses all over rural Ireland that are still dealing in cash. Not all their sales may be in cash, but some of their sales in cash, and they want to bank that in the banks in the evening, and that won't be able to happen any longer. And I think it's time now that we're brought in with the Minister for Finance. He cannot wash his hands off this either, and the Central Bank, and we want to know what's going on, and we are entitled to a service from the bank, and the people are entitled to a service.
Now, just because they appear before an Oireachtas committee and answer questions or do their best to avoid answering questions, it won't lead to a reversal. There's actually very little the government or politicians can do. That's the reality, isn't it?
Well, I disagree with you, because the Central Bank, they have to license banks. And if you get a license to drive a car, you have to have a license, so you have to do a test. So there must be some conditions within that license that the bank are there to serve the public and to serve the public in the best way possible. They just cannot walk away from a lot of business that's there, people depending on them. And particularly now that a lot of people, and this is what really is galling people, we had one bank pulling out of the state, then people had to come along, and a lot of these people joined and went into the AIB, and now they find when they're after that, and you go and try and open a bank account now in this country, it's like trying to, I suppose, it's trying to get gold out of the bank. And I can tell you one thing, it's not easy and it's not right. And if they have a license and if they're not prepared to do it, Kieran, let's call a spade a spade. It's time now, Pascal Donoghue, it's time Micheál McGrath, and it's time the central bank gave the powers to the post offices and the credit unions. And if the banks don't want to do the business, let's give a bit of resources to the post offices and to the credit unions and let them do this business.
The other issue that people have as well, Michael, is that AIB can have them over a barrel, and so do the pillar banks. We only have three of them. We only have Bank of Ireland, AIB and Permanent TSB now as pillar banks. There's obviously digital options that some people use, like Revolut and N26 and others, but that's it on the main street, if you're even lucky to have that in the main street. Why is Ireland such a cold place for other banks to come here?
Well,
and set up
I can't answer that question, but we have two options there that we have never really given the powers to, and that's the post offices. And also, to be fair to the post offices, there's a lot of post offices have closed, but there's still a lot of post offices open in this country. And I think the credit union are another organisation that could well do the work that the banks are doing, but they haven't got the powers because they haven't been licensed by the central bank. They have certain powers that they can, certain businesses they can do. And maybe it's time now, and Seamus Boland will know this because I did a report before, along with Seamus Boland, in relation to trying to get other banks into this country. It's not easy because what happens is the state have to be a guarantor for a lot of these banks when they come in. And we found that with the existing banks, $42 billion the taxpayer had to bail them out. So, there have to be rules, there have to be regulations. The central bank have to come in and tell us what the rules and regulations are, what these banks are expected to do, but they just cannot walk away from their customers. And the big issue here, and nobody is talking about it at all now, is fraud. How many people over the last number of years have been defrauded with these, you know, these certainly on the phone with these, and they're very, I suppose, effective and efficient the way that they can come along.
Yeah.
You know, cheat people out of their bank accounts, and a lot of people have lost money, and not old people, but young, middle-aged and elderly people.
Oh, yeah,
people
plenty
have
of people from right across the spectrum, Michael. You're absolutely right. It is a problem that seems to be getting worse, that issue of digital fraud. Michael Ring, Fine Gael TD from Mayo. Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link. Thanks a million for joining us here on the show. Mike says, it just shows that the government have no power, read the banks, to do anything about it. If they had real power, the finance minister should be able to ring the banks and tell them to stop this action. Derek says, our branch at Christmas removed their cashier and got rid of one ATM. That means the branch has only one ATM and the queues are ridiculous. And Bridget says, if the banks think that by removing the cash form of legal currency in order to control money in circulation, we'll wait until they see what happens on the dark net and other cryptocurrency sites when this happens. Cash is much easier to trace. They will lose even more control of where the money flows. So says Bridget. Bridget, thank you for the text. 53106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.